AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the deaths of seven aid workers from World Central Kitchen in Gaza, President Biden is telling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the situation in Gaza is unacceptable.
He made clear that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the president wants to see an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
To stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians, and he urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home.
Former President Donald Trump is calling for a swift resolution to the bloodshed. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case is rejecting Donald Trump's argument the indictment is an attempt to criminalize free speech.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee says at this pretrial stage, he's ruling in favor of the prosecution, saying there's nothing to suggest that Donald Trump and his co-defendants are being prosecuted just for making false statements, but that they did so acting willfully and knowingly to harm the government. Trump's legal team says it disagrees and will evaluate options to challenge the ruling based on the First Amendment. Last June, Trump said his opponents were trying to silence him.
Witch hunt, scam, hoax.
The indictment, which was issued by a grand jury, accuses Trump and 18 others of a scheme to illegally try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Northeast is getting hit with a nor'easter. Strong winds, rain, and in some places lots of snow. It's windy in Boston. John Clark is feeling it.
I've never seen this before. I wear hats all the time. My hat literally went 30 feet in the air, and I gave up on it, and then somebody caught up with me a half a block later and handed me my hat back, so I'm very excited.
A woman was reported killed by a falling tree near New York City. This is AP News. Iowa's Caitlin Clark has repeated as the AP Women's College Basketball Player of the Year.
The Star Guard received 35 of 36 votes from a national media panel. Clark becomes the fifth player to win the award in consecutive seasons and the sixth to do it more than once. She became the Division I career scoring leader this season, averaging nearly 32 points a game. South Carolina's Dawn Staley, who has led her team to an unbeaten record heading into the Final Four for a second straight season, is the AP Coach of the Year in women's college basketball. Staley becomes the fifth coach to win the award twice. I'm Mike Hempen.
A dog missing in California since the summer turned up more than 2,000 miles away in suburban Detroit. The Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society says the dog named Mishka had an identity chip implanted in her with information about her owner. Officials think Mishka may have been stolen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.